Well, we got a call, said, hey, got this kid. Lil Silas worked at MCA Records. Lil Silas.
I knew Lil.
Yeah, I did. Oh, it hurt my heart when he passed away. Man, I love Lil to death.
Yeah.
Get this call. Hey, man, New Edition just kicked out Bobby Brown. You know, he's looking to do, you know, a record, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
Y'all need to work with him. We were like, okay. So we were working in Silver Lake with this group called The Boys.
Yes.
They'd done a song called Dial My Heart.
Yes.
And I was in there at Silver Lake, blah, blah, blah. So Bobby comes by. I think he had just turned 21 or 20, whatever it was. Maybe 21. So we met him. He was full of energy, blah, blah, blah. We're like, okay, okay, it's cool. I'm celebrating my birthday. And he's like, okay, we just wanted to meet you, vibe with you, whatever, whatever.
Right.
So we go back. So we start working on songs for Bobby. And at the time, Kenny had gotten his first house up in the hills somewhere. And it had a guest house.
Right.
And, you know, L.A., when L.A. programs drums, Kenny and I couldn't be in the room because he turned it on 15. It had to be. This dude busted so many speakers over our career and drove engineers crazy. We couldn't stay in the room because the shit would be so loud. So one day we hear this beat coming out of the guest house.
Right.
Boom, boom, back-a-boom. Boom, back-a-boom.
Yes.
Boom, back-a-boom. And Kenny are like, oh, shit, what the hell is that?
Right.
So we run in the room, and Ellie's like, I got this beat. I was like, damn, that shit is nasty. I said, that's already a song without by itself. Kenny said, all I got to do is put the right thing on it. So Kenny went to the bass sizer. Boom, 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 boom. So Bobby, as you know, was this bad boy.
Yes.
Just a bad boy, nasty, always in trouble. And so it's like, this is Bobby. This is so nasty. This is cruel. This track is cruel.
Right.
And, you know, that's how Kenny came up with Don't Be Cruel as the concept.
Okay.
And then we had to make it make sense.
Okay.
And so that's how Don't Be Cruel came about. And so at that time, I was into rap music. I was into Heavy D, Public Enemy.
Yes.
I love Chuck D.
Yes.
So I wrote the raps for Don't Be Cruel. But then Bobby came in behind me and go, no, 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 D, that's corny. That's corny. let me finish. I'm like, okay, Bobby. And so he would finish the little raps that I started.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And made it Bobby.
Okay.
In other words, he brought Bobby and he brought attitude towards it. We were so ecstatic. And after that, everything after that for Bobby was just like, I said, okay, let's let him try rock with you as a ballad.
Right.
It can't be too soft, can't be too pretty.
Right.
But it was perfect for Bobby.
Right.
You know, and then Kenny wrote this song called Tenderoni.
Yes, yes.
About this girl we met in Florida.
Yes.
That loved Kenny. She loved Babyface, but she was too young.
We were
saying, she's a Roni, man. She's a Tenderoni. She's too, you can't mess with her. She's too young.
Yes.
And so that's how that song came about.